rein. Nicht, für mich war das. Das noch mehr lassen, da ist nur, mein Ruf war für mich, das ist die Mermaid. Man ist ja schon mal, in der Ecke, mal quitt, dann da hat eigentlich, hat dann lernen schon. Ach, liebe Queen Trotter, würde ich ihr Astrid Kabirle, ich habe schon von Heine Kanzler, ich habe ein Level Egen, das ist schon mal quitt. This series of poems, well, this book actually, The 50 Minute Mermaid, that Paul has translated from my Europa Krimic, Paul Muldoon has translated from my, the originals I wrote 10 years ago. And you know, I wrote them and nobody said anything about them really. They said, oh yeah, there was a review and they said, yeah, and there's a series of poems about mermaids and they end up in a place that where there's piles of gold and glasses and hair and things. I remember thinking, anyone ever hear the camp? And so then 10 years later I get translated into English and suddenly I get great reviews. And I don't know, it isn't democracy, but that's the world we live in. So, you know, call us fairly, you know. Billy Jenkinson, who has a high moral ground, definitely refuses to have her poems translated into English in Ireland. But she said about me that I have a vocation to missions. So this is part of my missionary work. The assimilated merfolk. Barely have they put on out on this bare rock when their scales start drying out. And they suffer such skin complaints as wine gall and blotching, and get pins and needles from the breezes, never mind the zephyrs, unaccustomed as they were to either on the underwater plains where they used to wrestle and disport themselves with a pin streamer. As far as they're concerned, moonstroke is every bit as serious as too much sun. They turn blue after moonstroke, and yellow after the sun has laid them low. If they happen to get shingles, or when a boil comes to a head, there's no herb or native remedy that will offer any respite, except maybe a couple of roots of hellebore from the opposite banks of the river. The hellebore itself prepared somewhere over water, thereby ensuring that the she-grub won't get wind of it and burrow deeper between the outer and inner subcutaneous layers between flesh and hide. A poultice is made from this, which draws out the poison. The women wear heavy neck ornaments, while the men favor red kerchiefs, anything at all that hides the signs of their gills. The doctor reports that a uvula is displaced with the vast majority of them. The topmost hair of their heads must either be torn out by the roots or thoroughly stiffened with wax before the uvula snaps back. Did you hear the snap? The doctor inquires of them when the cure takes effect. By now they've clean forgotten the dizzying churning of the deep currents, and from the abyss, the whales and tiffinos singing. From time to time, they hear a snatch of it in the wind and call it personable fee. They make a sign of the cross between themselves and it. They fling the air of the tomb into the pile, into the heap of leftovers, or hide it away in the same hole in the ditch where they dispose of hair clippings and nail parings, the ointments they got that time from the eye doctor, those eyeglasses they never wore. The air of that tune is forever breaking down along with the menstrual rags, the menstrual blood they shy away from, reminiscent as it is of the ooze and muck from which they sprang. They never answer anyone who calls them by their name or surname once the sun is set. For they've determined and hold it now as an article of faith that to answer such a mortal call is to answer an eternal one. Not one of them, man or woman, would stretch out on a sofa or a settle bed if their legs were to turn towards the fire. They associate this with the laying out of the dead. They don't like it if a stone is brought inside the house on a Monday. If a child were to bring one in, he'd be compelled to bring it out again, or really take against that. The high spring tides leave their mark on the seawalls of their minds. The edge of every breaking wave, ragged with flotsam and jetsam and other wreckage, words carried ashore like the shells of sea urchins and left at the high water mark when they get the head staggers at the time of the Saturday moon words that are still imbued with the old order of things, phrases like wide thighs, narrow waist, hair, brain. Ish and Natriu Vidyan Kansas Natriabi, yes. The last three, I think the last line there is one of the triads, and it's the three things that are looked for in a woman, and they're wide thighs, narrow waist, and hairy brain. Now, Mothra or Kam Shang Agatmanan Wuli, and that will tell you how far we've come from this other world. Because this other world, really, I was looking for I was looking to find the folklore, and I was reading bits and scraps of all this stuff, and you know, all these pishogues and things, and I was remembering things at home, like I remember bringing Mayflower into the house, and my granny got all upset, and I had to bring it out again. And, you know, things like that. And I was thinking, where have we come from, and how, and so fast? And I was wondering how would I talk about the especially the change of language and Kaharu Changan. And then I suddenly thought, maybe if I invented a whole tribe of Mer people who came up from Tir Fohin, land under wave, and came up on the hard rocks of English, you know, Karakakok, Kru and Viera. Nora Garnickle actually called Joyce's words rocks, probably getting the word from Irish. And I thought, if I did that, I wonder, you know, what it would be like. So this was the sort of framing poem that sort of gave you an idea of this tribe of people coming up from Tir Fohin and coming up on Cairns of Cú and Biola. And Rocha Frimic. Erin Gary Glam, Sarah Grinch, the staff on town below, it's an Annie Yajin Rocha. Padin Galak Nish Mor Iris Christopher Colleg Vicino Mix Green His Jo and Lone Rudnor Hahi Adir at Anoigis Nor Chapter the Rear and the Bonte Yastraka Ye the Gummer Scar is the Jan of Gapir Fish Melani Rear Darlo Tagwin the Ray Gapchir Kohokish and Rain on Wola Gurma the Incha the Nia Gwyn the Jali is Gwy in the Egan Tree and Oilaga Now I have him on the Roar House, so we have him on Brent and Harris Sippel, and we live in our lives of Hurrock and Power. Where Dick Farr cooked the root of the Rackham and Tahao. Hatheresha Winjigoni, the Harold and now and is out of the wood of Greenish Day. When I George and Pierce Winning of Lords, my nether in his Dinish Day, either Christus Crickin, the Peter Stable, the Sahar, Dinter, Kareen and Sundar, Heddington and Neil. Kahana Malaw, Winky, Drummer Harston, and Minow, Sundar, Kajaka Derrick and the Rudder Bay, a food of Green and Skirbo. Gernon Dockdurland, Willem Tinishan, Erlar, and the Lamasa. Catherine Ribbethu, William Origanus, the Hell, no, Kimmer Sumai, the Chairs, the Ganaki Shisha, and Ashanta. Or Pondit and Knog, the Union Chedor, or Harleen and Dice. Adairu, Valandi, and Takashi, and Amsa, or who have Marahil, Nagashi Dinus, or Flash Kadom, the Mion Wars of Aragon. Ur Moshak, Irene Shed Pose, Shed Karen Way, Southern Shed Portsmouth O'Quia, Prince Shed Fear, and the Fisher, Idriya, the Gazay. Sanchez and Flamon, the Gowan, the Shibu, the High Teach, snowed lots of bows to play down to Lumon, the Groovy Star, and the Hanging. And none of the poor there, only a stool, since the Ephraim after the river. Tasha Lawrence and the Goni, down to Kitchak and the Knahaka, and the Stool, the Snorris Hill. I've got a ring there with the Pirna Newell and Slobbers and Glow Chuck, or Dealia. The Iraqian Shazana, a Glen, of the Nanny with the Sunner, or Henry Glen Malay. Pasha see to Mathis the Bang and the Yam Gafili Pinnacle, the Rabunan Shagas the Black Selta, or the Black Shireen. Ni hina tfarma banmakur ahushin, or lababun apagosashin to join the tinnit, or loob, or koryu and dinnibarile shin. Ni mailo kokku vurcha chakam tis the alun. Na dhurab yanam lesh shaka dakai, the virti iapoel, I shakava maparish, akron the pinnacle. Borgan the rar fi ari, garean the foes, the flahaka pustinba and magnet. Got town coast here when they glib, they gruff body, they say gruff the racket. Populous group with a shaft, Marva, Caravan, Carrie Garlina, Varathis, and Maragordan, and Rare Rilibon, Ein Sheree, and Taharan. Popular Hogan, Scarl, and Tamaril, Forskill. Popular Mose, Maud Frower, Crown Shan, Manaman, Woolley. Teaching this out, it began to get more and more complicated, and no matter what I read, it somehow turned into a mermaid. And I was reading a book by Oliver Sacks, The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat. And it's about this man who, well, it's about people, different types of brain lesions that people get and what happens to them. And in one of the stories anyway, this man wakes up in bed in hospital and there's this dead leg, a dead leg in the bed beside him. And he thinks it's a joke, you know, somebody's, you know, the medical students have been smart aleck with him. So he packs it out of the bed and he falls out of the bed after it because it's attached to him and he didn't realize it was his own leg. Because whatever brain lesion he's got in his head, his body image had changed. So as soon as I got that story, I said, right, there's my mermaid. The mermaid in the hospital. She awoke to find her fishtail clean gone, but in the bed with her are these two long cold thingamies. You'd have thought there were tangles of kelp or collops of ham. They're no doubt taking the piss, it being New Year's Eve, half the staff legless with drink, and the other half playing pranks. Still, this is taking us a bit far, and with that she hurled the two thingamies out of the room. But here's the thing she still doesn't get, why she tumbled out after them arse over tip. How she was connected to those two thingamies, and how they were connected to her. It was the sister who gave her the wink, and let her know what was what. You have one leg attached to you there, and another one underneath that. One leg, two legs, the one and the two. Now you have to learn what they can do. In the long months that followed, I wonder if her heart fell the way her arches fell, her instep arches. On Brooks Notre-Dale. Bouche cheese near of a hevelish gown nismo, kashik to lavelade in bar of father's worsa. For what a fruit guide vary as we slam it to Tiola. My father thought she'd need for our Ian the Cuddamore, the Palan the Fornest, and Marilla Jock, the Sinda Helicor, or Hook of the Jokana, Martian Haynes, Lord Majors, the Hashin Thor of the Map of the Shomer. Akshavian Prison of Hiddenshi, and the Hitchy Bain, the Nia Cox and Bowhead. Ten Winterly in Thor's Lane, or Ten Winterly in Cleosin. And Vanotra Hook and Muddy, it's a very Joe and Olish. Crossy Chaw of a Tangle Street, it's Jamela Kansa Hiku. But Ella, Mahan, Hathos. Kahatu Fowl, Thomas Julio. In the Mies of Father Lamb, Nether, Hitch a Pree, Jerel Mara Hitch, Chalk Makushishi, a horse she. I was thinking from every day, some of the things that would happen if, for instance, you came up on land, and one of the things, if something as painful as this, I was thinking, you know, we all talk about the fact that we did change in this country to another language, and everybody makes out it was a great thing, and you know, because of that we have a great advantage around the world, and you know, we have a great advantage in literature, we made English, you know, the Empire Strikes Back, we made English our own, and all of this, but I don't know if it's as simple as all of that, you know. One of the things I decided when these mermaids would come up on land that it would be so painful that they wouldn't want to know about the water. So they'd be what the psychologists call being in denial. Because I do think in Ireland we are in denial about a lot of things, and sometimes about the fact that the language changed and what it actually means. We are in denial about it. And so I thought that I wrote a poem about that, and it's called The Mermaid and Certain Words. Whatever you do, don't ever mention the word water, or anything else that smacks of the sea. Wave, tide, ocean, the raging main, the briny. She'd as soon contemplate the arrival of frost in the middle of summer than hear tell of fishing, boats, seine or tremolets, lobster pots. She knows that such things exist, of course, that other people have struck with them. She thinks that if she covers over her ears and turns away her head that she'll be free of them, that she'll never hear again the loud neighing of the kelpie or water horse, claiming its blood relation with her in the darkest hour of night, causing her to break out in goose pimples and have sweat lashing off her while she's fast asleep. She hates nothing so much as being reminded of the underwater life that she led before she turned over a new leaf on dry land. She totally denies that she has the slightest connection with it at any time, I never had any interest in all of these old superstitions or any of the old traditions. Fresh air, knowledge, the shining brightness of science are all I ever hankered after. I wouldn't mind one way or the other, but I myself have found your out from the deception. In the Department of Irish Folklore in University College Dublin, there's a whole manuscript in the school's collection that was set down by her, written in water with a thin of a raised for a pen and a long scroll of kelp. In it can be found 13 long tales and odds and ends of other ones, together with charms, old prayers, riddles and such. From her father and her grandmother, she mostly took them down. She refuses to accept its existence, and then she does. It was the master who gave it to us as homework way back in the national school. We had to do it. There was no getting out of it. She would prefer to suffer a heavy nosebleed than ever to admit that she had a hand in its composition. And Rube are the Scottish dialects. One of the problems we had when we were translating that was there aren't as many words in English for the sea as there are in Irish. And for instance, Paul had to resort to words like the raging main and the briny, which are sort of poetic, while in Irish, you know, they're kind of common or ordinary, and there's a bit more of them. Anyway, I'm broke, I'm just fucking out of here. Now the way you can fuck a list today, now Amy of winning that was the Friday. Town, Page of Oak, and we're in Mount Florida. The Ulule and Chuck Sowers and Australia across the Ernesto, Ford, Tanya, and the Tromila, or Pidgey Mass. Thought to take a mango with a lady on it, I mean, keep her leg in a windstill or shoe to be in there. Captain Shima Woman Gia Kosis Ma Kasma Chang Mesh Sarah Hut. It's my quota she bore gore on that ish their forward screen here relay the line for me. A cook running here a Christmas brought Alice Max to our publisher. He then now a delegate, I can sell 14 a class to. Sarah Umpit here, a half sailor and means here for a green year. Shem and Shia Vaughan were a bit of a scotch nigger of winter to let air now. He rent him real guns from the show with him on air sorts and I'm sure that. Air all the scholars playing up in the whole year, which I haunt you, sir. Oh, come in, who is Max and I happy? He seeks to rhyme the deal with his errands, a large evening in land, of a new found a skull, Gekko, on a law. Speech in this field, a clipper, a skill on roar, a sohawk, famine, and more far. Patrick, he's there with skill to father, but smoke a father, he nearly is down to lay a whore, he is down to father, a torchna, a mithrilla, a torchna, a ram. On the harris on the moor, she in the small hope she shoots it. You'll think she's London. And Marshall Hugmer of her valley wounded, for though here's the bunscreen. Family, you know. Maybe in the last of him. Cork she queer throne, for an actual rear, a baller, and a junksman. And that's kind of okay if you, you know, if you're in denial of something, but if you refuse to, you know, actually, I got this idea from a wonderful poem by Elaine Ní Chulainn called The Fire Ceremony. And it's about people who have forbidden themselves the use of fire. And that's where I got the whole idea. And I thought, oh, marvellous. I mean, you know, how do you live then without fire? So then I thought, you know, how do you live without water? And all sorts of strange things started, you know, start happening when you try to live, you know, without water. One of the things is that the next generation, the generation after the generation who come up on land, they find it particularly hard to adjust because they don't have the word for anything. I'm trying to find a poem about that, but you hear this. Queen Anishkit. So the mermaid generation decided, right, they're going to live without water. But then the next generation comes in contact with water, and what do they call it? Well, this is basically the kind of problem that is why this is called the 50-minute mermaid, because the 50-minute hour is, of course, the academic hour, but it's also the therapeutic hour. And the next generation spends an awful lot of time in therapy. So this is called a recovered memory of water. Sometimes when the mermaid's daughter is in the bathroom cleaning her teeth with a thick brush and baking soda, she has the sense the room is filling with water. It starts at her feet and ankles and slides further and further up over her thighs and hips and waist. In no time it's up to her oxygen. She bends down into it to pick up hand towels and washcloths and all such things as are sodden with it. They all look like seaweed, like those long strands of kelp that used to be called mermaid's hair or foxtail. Just as suddenly the water recedes, and in no time the room is completely dry again. A terrible sense of stress is part and parcel of these emotions. At the end of the day, she has nothing else to compare it to. She doesn't have the vocabulary for any of it. At her weekly therapy session, she has more than enough to be going on with just to describe the strange phenomenon and to express it properly to the psychiatrist. She doesn't have the terminology or any of the points of reference or any word at all that might give the slightest suggestion as to what water might be. A transparent liquid, she says, doing as best she can. Right, says the therapist. Keep going. He coaxes and cajoles her towards word making. She has another run at it. A thin flow, she calls it, casting about gingerly in the midst of words. A shiny film of dripping stuff. Something red. Which would just show a hot inadequate, you know, well, inadequate as description that is for water. So, Queena Anishka. Williamson Riviana Hinin Sichoma Volker. Eglana Fiaco Lesler Chub Lesol Bokala. Victor Jacob Lena Nashoma Swissa Hishke. That means Jacob Costas the Rukini, CJ Shigaroy, Swissa Swissa Reach, Aramati, the Kromine, the Vasa. Ni Father Gamita Swissa Kudis na Huskudisi. From which she sees and communicate with the Swiss Swap Radim or Guardian Lagan with the Jacka at our Moisan. A common family era. The school of Father Kelpu, the Dugadish Krui, Biden, Varan, or Erba Ladri, Ruha. And from the Hub and Ten and Fishki Mish, because Father Gumina Shomra, Homeland, Sim, Reach. That's just a part of the grind that Mu, Hunter Belair, Chicken Pay, in Rother Behake, in Kumbrai, in Yanavish. This mean the public after all of the year, Kurbe. Again, Sheshun, take the Terpa, Jack the News, in a door in Duake, a year in Seal Ashoksha, and he knew it, they were in you, the Gast and Darugok to work. He didn't tell me today, not tell me Pagoda. Now, Fogel had better work and tour in his lure the Kale Ishke. Lapped Che Yarta, a jersey, a gem of the Queen D. Hill. Sha, a daring terribly, in a worse. Been she all mullet of Jesus and me tannin. Didn't she hear a filler? Slay a tammy, a hoovy chair. Yatoria Kukurma Mas Naboko. Rath Jaina. Our Shilcha. Rod Flirk. Suppose you hadn't the word for water, you would you call it Rod Flirk. No. Wet thing. Anyway, I'll the income one just in the roof. I'll do one more and maybe two more from the roof. Another one, once these mermaids took off, everything became mermaids. I mean everything I was reading seem to turn into mermaids, you know, just, you know, queer throws the sound, it became an obsession, you know, it kind of took over. And then I remember I was reading the book, The Western Isle by Robin Flower, and it's all about Blaskets. And you know, I live in Ventry, and a lot of the people from the Blaskets were originally from Ventry, and they're still buried in Ventry to this day. But the way they go on about the Blasket Islands, you swear that the whole of the Dingle Peninsula is a kind of an anteroom to the Blasket. And, you know, I tell you the truth, I find the Blasket very boring, because when you go in there's nobody, you know, digging potatoes in the field who say, you know, and you say, whatever, another, and they sit down, they sit beside you and you talk to them and they'll be this and that, as goes on in the mainland. And so, you know, so I really, really miss it, and I really never, have never, I hate islands anyway. Ireland itself is an island, I'm aware, and that's small enough. And I don't have, in the 70s, people, a whole lot of writers got a dose of islanditis. They all went out to live in Ireland. But by Christ, they weren't non-coming in here. But the hardest thing about the Dingle Peninsula, it's a Lahinish, a half an island. And the best thing about it sometimes is the Glenarvan Bridge. So anyway, I decided I'd have a go at the whole Blasket sort of ideology in this one. It's called The Merfolk and Literature. Although they could read and write their own language from the time they came out of the sea, it had been learned by the youngsters until, of course, the island school was closed down by the Department of Freshly Formed Islands because of the constant danger of rockfalls and landslides. They didn't take up their pens to actually set down the literature. They neither compiled nor composed, nor were afflicted by any of the affectations associated with authors. They put no store in the customs and practices of the writing life, and never set out to cash in on the lovely, strange world from which they sprung. Submarine cuisine, the enchanted isles, legends from the land under the sea, not to speak of our mermaid tale, are only some of the titles of books they didn't get around to writing. If not that they don't have regrets about leaving, and many of them do indeed sigh for the old ways, only that they don't make a habit of bewailing their sad fate, for they know right well there's no going back. And though their life will never be seen again in any shape or form, they don't go writing screed, poetry and prose, making a huge deal about it. They leave that kind of carry-on to the crowds from the Basque Islands. And Marooka acknowledges here, you know, what do you do? I mean, a sacred cows, you know, holy cows, you have to put it to something. And Marooka acknowledges take away lay up of a screen of Dana Hainico, a corner very dear, is where she are foul like an ASO, nobody, the boon of Scully Milan Chief, of the Rhine on Milan Lower Trimahe, here in Smacagadi, well, of I'm left here carried on last year. Near Harry Hader Kuha Banner is near Lea the Reavish in this year, near Kumather is near Shapather is near Kurilor Bohim and Luther of the Hain, but Skorndo, Gnost, Justin Dewey, is near Yinnither and Willeen, there are not even Ashwood at the Barnabas. On Kishton O'Wear, and the Lawn of the Beat Bay Greer, Scales on Deer Fall Heen Loop, Mighten Barragin from the Scales Heen, with the head of the Lower North Spader. So I have a third of your horn at the Rogather, Crabbing Yale and Camahale, or Buron. Martin Hay may be the cautious of Maris Mahik and Chisler Fear, not the end of fear. If they are not Megale Hay, you reach down, there are no more. These games should drift in Fiesta not having the hour and we have a father and she has no cool me son based on the boss fair day. And one other question. If I can find it, it's about them. One of the problems they have is one of the other things is that when they come up and of course they meet the Catholic Church and they have to be baptized, but of course it says my Ufian Sun my Hena Shadishka, my Ufian Sun Sunishka, if they've given up water, how are they going to be baptized? Anyway, this is what happened. The order of baptism. There were some of them who had been so long and so strongly in denial of water, they completely refused its use in the ritual of baptism. There was such a rapid race about it between themselves and the clergy of the diocese. In the end, they had to get a special dispensation from the Vatican that wine could be used instead of water during the consecration of the sacrament. The miracle of Cana backwards is how the local smart asses and shifters termed this phenomenon. Bastion the Maru. We could occur as a common war called Shempex on Arishker for you favor glam fumes of Martin Bastion. Fish and a chute attack a fag above the Judeas of a Peric Majosha. Tudera, who are the lowest special of Don Buttercorn, to be a Pisciana who saw the god from a Kostrakan. Miru would con a dream her nash, a hope of luck showy to the Spansula, or in Dorlopan, etc. I read a few other poems about them. Things I used to write about before I got obsessed with Mermaid. I call him Rook. Rook is the word. It's in the Odonovan dictionary, but I've never actually heard seen it written before. Because I wanted to see, Maidenvara is really means sea virgin, and that would only give you a small part of the population. So you get a word on Rook, which is nice because it's not gendered. You know, it can be mer person, so it can be mer man or mer woman or mer child or mer thunder or mer whatever. Anyway, so read some of the stuff I used to write before I got them all cut up with mermaids. There was a time in the 80s when there were really cultural wars going on in poetry in Ireland. It was the time when people like Kinsella could bring out very important anthologies of Irish poetry which would have no living woman in them. I remember one that he brought out and there were three women, I think, and one of them was Eileen Gove, of course, and she's long dead, you know, so she was no threat. Anyway, we were all got up in arms, and that's why, you know, the fourth and fifth, oh yes, Field Day was another example. 31 editors, not a single woman among the editors. And anyway, three women in the book. I happen to be one of them, so but for the modern time, and you know, nobody else. And we, you know, everyone was up in arms, and rightly so. And there were culture wars going on. The whole idea of could a woman be a poet, or was she only a woman poet, or you know, what do women poets write? And I mean, kind of, I hate the kind of, even though I was living a, well, my camouflage is, or it's still, that I'm a middle-class, middle-aged mother of four. Now, my camouflage is now that I'm an older age, well, I won't say, you know, a woman of a certain age who is a grandmother of three, right? So but this is my camouflage, which was very useful. And at the time, I was involved with, you know, children and all that, but I hate these, here I am looking at peas falling off a plate kind of poems, you know? Oh, they're just so boring. And just because you fill a dishwasher, you know, twice a day or whatever, you know, doesn't mean it's a sort of sacred act, you know. It can be that sometimes, you know. Once I got a good poem out of these things. But sometimes it's just filling a dishwasher, you know. Somebody has to do it. And anyway, there were a lot. We all wrote polemics at the time. I had a few polemics that I'm kind of a little bit sorry I wrote now, because, you know, some of them were a little bit ad feminem. But one of the other ways to do it, I decided, was to do to men what they had done to us. Like when I wrote a lot of poems at the time where I objectified men. And they said, Nuala, these poems are sexist. And I said, well, what have you been doing to us for 2,000 years? So, you know, this is one of them. And it's called Nude. The long and short of it is I'd far rather see you nude. Your silk shirt and snappy tie, the brolly under your oxter in case of a rainy day. The three-piece seersucker suits are so incredibly trendy. Your snappy loafers and la-di-da, a pair of gloves made from the skin of a doe. Then to top it all, a crumbly hat set at a rakish angle. None of these add up to more than the icing on the cake. For unbeknownst to the rest of the world, behind the outward show lies a body unsurpassed for beauty, without so much as a wart or blemish for the brilliant strength of a wild animal, a dream cat stay on the prowl, leading murder and mayhem in its wake. Your broad sinewy shoulders and your flank smooth as the snow on a snowbank, your back, your slender waist, and of course the roof that is the very seat of pleasure, the pleasure source. Your skin so dark, my beloved, and soft, the silk with a hint of velvet in its weft, smelling as it does of winter sweet or water mead that has the power, or so it's said, to drive men and women mad. For that reason alone, if for no other, when you come with me to the dance tonight, though, as you know, I must prefer to see you nude, it would probably be best for you to pull on your pants and vest, rather send half the women of Ireland totally round the bend. Which is, of course, a love poem, but written with a certain ironic detachment. Gan the Cuidiadig. It's Garen and Phil Gan the Cuidiadigar. The name is he of the Sakarabat. The Scotcar and the Fetoskil is the Kuachiki, the Kachin and the Borakar is far Europe. The Rogue Eremian, the Goni Snap, the Lavi, the Krikanelis, the Varsh. The half the crumbly fericared Makusha and the Prince of them ruined at the bush. Marnice going on us from school, a carp and bash the bottom on the door. Blue Philip Benedy Alpha has more than a muscle lady to Ogden Steele in the bar of Rose. The boar in the land bashing is the hair of which the English have to change and shear. The ground of all the shingle is the gowl and the little wheel bore play sugar on. The crick in the top of the earth is shrieking the sheer that the matches fell within as near as they are poor of Sarika the Walker, no mad noun. The nurse of faith, who is through her Sarah's funnel. Passion's foundation is through a wrinkle lemon up, take a mard and fill down the pity of the earth. Bade an arvain be void that fiat and is shown dirt, in an that left by nail, a billet, it's a lot. I read it once, but I've actually very rarely read it. From Hotline. And I remember feeling that I was, that in that generation, that where Ireland was changing, and, you know, there were some things that, you know, the buck stopped here, and there was no way that, you know, I wanted my kids to have to go through, you know, the kind of Ireland that we live in. And, you know, with all sorts of things, I mean, the, those kind of poems are mostly back in the 80s, but I'll read this one, because at the time they were, I mean, these were, they were social commons as well, because these were the things that were coming up. This is a translation by Kieran Carson called Hotline, and it's a monologue on the end of a phone. You know, sometimes when somebody rings you up and you say, you just don't want to be, you kind of wait till they stop, it's one of those, Hotline. Well, it's no big deal, but you could make a big deal out of it. You know the way you have the child back there in the Belfast on the 3 month scholarship? Well, he won't go to mass with him. He refuses point blank. He'd rather stay in bed, he says, because he's become a Protestant, he says. You can imagine how upset the people in the house are. But they're the sort who couldn't bear to take it up with you. If it were anyone else's child, they'd have sent him home long ago. But he's such a little dear in other ways, they didn't want to shame him. So if you ask me, he's earned himself a good hiding. Now, don't think for one split second that I don't understand the situation perfectly. Isn't it only history repeating itself? But you know the sort of they are back there. Make an example of him. Catch him to within an inch of his life, or you'll get a bad name for yourself. And you know that other bother that you had, that slip of a girl of yours who keeps listing things. Those rings that they need to hand by. Take my advice, go through her like a ton of bricks. Wasn't it the same story with your brother Liam? Look how he got straightened out. He told me himself the other day the best thing that ever happened to him was the day Daddy broke his jaw. That put an end to his savings. Oh, that's not what he says to you now. That the bottom fell out of his world that day, did it? Huh, and he's never been the same since. Well, dear, that's a common enough complaint that happens to all of us, sooner or later. And did it ever do us any harm? Hotline. You read more in Spanish. Yes, we read more in English. Condemn appears the wealth of the book, a squire treaty, a student, and the rest of the book. Dertrick and Marlish, the father, Brad, we, the Max, the leper, who was in the Protestant. Tom Winter and Tegan Moore say in Lee and the Hayes, ach, me hath they were her Amy of Arbiter. Some in the Ella, that long actually heard it out well a couple of those. I just let you what that there is my head for tea, for Lapsio, eh, and I do. They were those who thought she'd be together. If Mom kept her big numbers and not taking some rough to Gilerny Lama, history repeating itself. I could pass it up and see a touch of them from here, but I'm cricking though, not too for Drahendus. The thought of looking to the world, I let go with this and down the Venina, being a good and a boy needs to know the poem just in the ball way. Well, lots more forest in it, it's poor day or holiday. Inch of wood, he ain't going to let the great hard name it's here for life, okay? There's a hanging to be on rather fair or hard or real non, law of this steady a year, for stuff she on rather yesterday. Only the name for to be going to get after that. For hidden poems and fair lay on loss with that. So how much she could get hanging of enough? Well, ye galler ain't no one made snuffy. Pauline says it's my hand again, I'm again, one or more. It's fair to force, so might it be. So, again, that was another Ireland. Give me that much of a and one more. Just sitting on the camera. This has become a kind of a signature tune because I wrote it on a Sunday afternoon when I was upstairs and it was a nice fine day and I really should have been doing something with the children and they were downstairs, bored to tears, murdering each other. And I thought, oh God, kills my name is Mother and what should I do? You know, I should be bringing them down the strand or up the hill for showing them wild plants and telling them the Latin names for them or whatever it is that good mothers do. And here I am writing a poem in Irish and why the hell am I doing it? And the poem came as an answer to the question, and that's really, you know, in a way, has, you know, in many ways, it has, you know, answered a lot of questions. Because when anyone says to me, why do you write in Irish, I say, read the poem. Agatharian Baum, Arisha's poem, Modun Agastrike, a language issue. I place my hope on the water in this little boat of the language, the way a body might put an infant in a basket of intertwined Irish leaves. Its underside proofed with bitumen and pitch, then set the whole thing down amidst the sedge and bulrushes by the edge of a river, only to have it borne hither and thither, not knowing where it might end up. In the lap, perhaps, of some pharaoh's daughter. Keshmatanu, Freedom of Opus, there's no Imodian Tanum, they were allowed from the Anon, if you're wrong. That's it to torture the Yiloga Fellowstrom, the Stitcher and the Stitch, they tumulted in the horn. On Sunday, Lager, she's the mass of the Yoko, the Quig on the Manchi, the Ted Mahal. The Athens Nabarish, Father Ribbon Strahe. The Athens, Father Rish, and Gorish, you mean, or you mean me, Margaret.